Radio Daily for Anti-Friday. And wow. Wow. That was the end of a long, crazy trip, huh? Right? Oh, God. Insane in the membrane. Hi there. Welcome to the 20th of May. We are the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us from Facebook and Twitter and places of that nature. The folks that are bringing it to you, well, the lady is like, look, this close to the end of the year, don't even be messing with me. That there's the Flintstress.
After the bitch gets slapped at the bitch.
It's just that simple. That's the way the rules are going. And me, I'm the guy that everyone's still going, how the hell did you successfully predict everything that was going to happen in Game of Thrones? Well, it's what I do. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
That's what I do. I drink. And I know things.
Just that simple. What happened this fine day, yo?
Well, in 1506, explorer Christopher Columbus dies in poverty in Spain.
We're going to get you a lemon, right?
Yep.
1747, an experiment to remedy scurvy among sailors during long sea voyages is conducted by British ship surgeons James Lind on the HMS Salisbury. He regulates the diets of sailors and specifically includes lemons and oranges.
Oh.
You can be a sailor.
In 1830, Dr. Hyde of Reading, Pennsylvania, patents the fountain pen. However, the first truly practical fountain pen won't be invented until 1884 by Lewis Waterman.
This one had like a motor and everything. 1856, David Edward Hughes of Louisville, Kentucky, has issued a patent for the first telegraph ticker that successfully prints type.
In 1891, the first public demonstration of a prototype kinetoscope is given at Edison's laboratory for about 150 people in the National Federation Women's Club.
1895, the first company specifically incorporated to produce films, the Lambda Company, but not Lambda, 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 shows a four-minute boxing film to the first paying audience.
Rip off. In 1901, Claude Gravalis, one of the principal shareholders of PATH, a Paris, France movie company, invents the first projector that produces three-dimensional pictures.
1918, the U.S. Navy commissions the USS New Mexico, the first electrically propelled warship in history.
In 26, Edison famously claims that Americans prefer silent movies over talkies.
They just didn't want you to talk, sir. 1927, and at 7:40 a.m., Charles Lindbergh takes off from Roosevelt Field in Long Island, New York, aboard the Spirit of St. Louis, on his historic first solo flight across the Atlantic Ocean. He'll arrive in France 33 and one half hours later.
Wow. In 1930, for the first time in history, an airplane is launched from a U.S. air dirigible. The Vought, which is a two-seat observation plane, was catapulted from the airship Los Angeles before landing on the carrier Saratoga.
1932, Amelia Earhart takes off for Ireland from Harbor Grace, Newfoundland, to become the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean. She will land a plane in Ireland, a 13-hour, 30-minute flight from Canada, rather than her intended destination to France.
Yep, but she got there.
Exactly.
In 1939, the first scheduled transatlantic airmail service is inaugurated.
1940, the first prisoners arrive at the newly created Auschwitz concentration camp. Dear God, have we learned nothing from history?
Inventor Igor Sikorsky demonstrates his helicopter invention to the public.
1956, the first hydrogen fusion bomb to be dropped from an airplane explodes over Namu Atoll at the northwest edge of the Bikini Atoll.
In 1964, the first U.S. atomic-powered lighthouse is put into operation in the Chesapeake Bay at the Baltimore Harbor in Maryland. It supplies a continuous flow of electricity for 10 years without refueling. Wow.
Wow. 1983, the discovery of the virus that causes AIDS, the human immunodeficiency virus, is first published by the journal Science, by co-discoverers Luc Montagnier and Robert Galland individually.
Also, same year, Columbia Pictures releases the film Space Hunter, Adventures in the Forbidden Zone, starring Peter Strauss, Molly Ringwald, and Ernie Hudson.
All 3D, you should have come back hardcore. 1988, MGM releases Willow, directed by Ron Howard, starring Val Kilmer, Joanne Whaley, George Lucas, who produced and originally planned to film an adaptation of The Hobbit, could not get the rights, and so basically he ripped it off and wrote this, like he did with many Kurosawa films.
In 1990, the Hubble Space Telescope transmits its first photograph taken from space, an image of a double star, not a double rainbow, 1,260 light years away.
2003, the series finale of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Chosen, first airs.
2006, the Cassini-Huygens robotic spacecraft flies within 1,880 kilometers of Titan, the largest moon of the planet Saturn.
Robots on Titan? That's crazy. Birthdays?
Angela Goethals is 41, from Phenom, Spanglish, and Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon.
Such a good movie. Matt Schertzky is 41. That's Logan on Gilmore Girls, Good Wife, and I hope they serve beer in hell.
They do. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Timothy Olyphant is 51 from Scream 2, Live Free or Die Hard, Deadwood, and Justified.
Owen Teal is 58. That's Evan on Countryside, the Torchwood episode. Sir Alistair Thorne on the aforementioned previously with us Game of Thrones.
Tony Goldwyn is 59. That's Carl from Ghosts and Colonel Bagley in Last Samurai and the voice of Tarzan.
Bronson Pinchot is 60. Serge from the Beverly Hills Cop franchise. Cousin Balky on Perfect Strangers. I could name the other films, but you wouldn't remember them.
Dave Thomas is 70. Not the Wendy's guy, but no. From SCTV, Strange Brew, Boris and Natasha, and Grace Under Fire.
Anthony Zerbe's 83 from Kiss Meet the Phantom of the Park, which we did a wonderful commentary for, License to Kill and Matrix Reloaded / Revolutions.
David Hedison is 92, Captain Crane on Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, Felix Leitner in Dalton Bond Films.
No longer with us, born in the state 1883, Johnny Arthur from The Monster, Darla's dad in the R-Gang shorts.
Born in 1908, James Stewart, It's a Wonderful Life, Vertigo, Man Who Knew Too Much, and Rear Window.
1911, Gardner Fox, the creator of Sandman, Hawkman, the Justice Society of America, so many things, wrote over 4,000 comic book stories.
Damn. Also born in 1923, Edith Fellows, 1931, Huckleberry Finn, and The Hills Have Eyes, too.
That is a resume right there.
Well, on CBS, we get two reruns of The Big Bang Theory, and then Harper, Abe, and Maya visit Syria in order to investigate a Marine who is accused of deserting his unit on the code. Oh, and a new bill.
ABC, it's The Bachelorette, 2 hours of it if you want, and The Fix.
NBC, we get the live finale part one on the new The Voice and The Enemy Within.
Fox, it's a new Beat Shazam because that's back, and 911.
On the CW, Nora and Constantine discover Neron's evil plan while on a search for Rai on a new Legends of Tomorrow and Arrow.
Freeform has Toy Story. I wonder why.
FX, Now You See Me Too. Hey. Do I?
No. FXX, Simpsons, A Totally Fun Thing Bart Will Never Do, The Spy Who Learned Me, and Moonshine River.
On FXM, Identity Thief.
BBC America, Face Off.
Sundance is showing oh right, cut their faces off. American Gangster.
Sci-Fi Channel is showing Underworld Awakening, and again, good luck. No one knows which film that is in the series.
Sure. TBS, Roger causes Steve to lose his friendships with Snot, Barry, and Toshi on A New American Dad.
What? After everything they've been through?
Right?
Going to see his dad at the funeral thing? Oh my god, what? I don't understand. TNT is showing Django Unchained, but why in the hell would you? That's edited for television. So yeah. It's 20 minutes long. Good luck on that.
On the Science Channel, it's a new How the Universe Works.
USA WWE Monday Night Raw.
VH1 has To the Left, New Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Oh, I see what they're doing there. WGN has a MASH marathon, which does include the wrap-up of season 3. Huh? Yeah, I've been seeing you, Henry. But tonight we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network. After her house is broken into, a young woman is unable to shake the feeling her life is still in danger until she meets a handsome detective who keeps a close eye on her. But she's oblivious her enemy is closer than she expected.
Dun, dun,
Chelsea
dun.
Ricketts, Michael Welch, and Sherry Belafonte star in Who's Stalking Me?
Who?
The wonderful Billy Flynn takes a look at what happens when Salem's favorite couple takes off. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Abby and Gabby start high school, and they try to make friends with those cool kids, Haley and JJ, at lunchtime, but Haley makes fun of Abby for still carrying around a lunchbox. Then they meet these not really cool guys, Chad and Stefan. What is he listening to in his Walkman? Abby decides to skip out on lunch and then meets a handsome senior named Xander. She tries to be cool by showing up to the dance and telling him they could be a good couple. And he's like, look, I got a girlfriend in college, in Canada. But he does kiss her. Haley sees it. Then they go back for more food at that place where the band that performs there also takes your order. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
No blasted lettuce today.
Well, of course there's not, because everyone is still sitting around going, how the hell did he figure out everything that was going to happen in Game of Thrones? I can't believe this is over. Oh my god, when do we get the prequels? No, no one's saying that. Everyone is too busy canceling their HBO right now.
I want to see the ghost in Tormund's spinoff in the north.
That would be fantastic. Well, you could just tell us all about the things you'd like to know. And hey, last week, Chad and Abby were on, wait for it, Veronica's Closet. And yes, quite a few people knew that, so congratulations to you. And some of your explanations, I don't believe. I think you're just really far too into Kirstie Alley. But you can feel free to drop us a note. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can always send us a voicemail to
510-GRD-CREW.
I like the whisper. That's cool.
Okay, you know what it's like. You're flicking through Amazon or the local DVD shop, when suddenly you discover a film that you haven't seen in years, but which you remember as being legendary. A purchase is hastily made, you invite friends over, make popcorn, and settle down to watch this classic. But then it becomes apparent that your mind has double-crossed you, and that this film is frankly awful. Soon your friends have deserted you, your boss says he has to let you go, and even your dog won't come when you call. How did it go so wrong? Well, in the interests of public harmony, a new podcast, I Saw That Years Ago, sets out to watch the old films that your memory has convinced you are brilliant, but which in reality could be anything but. So join me, your host Martin Darkley, and my compatriot, Gentleman Joe, as we watch the old films so you don't have to. Find us at www.isawthatyearsago.com or on iTunes.
Hi, this is Sherilyn Fenn, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. And welcome back to it. And okay, we pretty much know what you did this weekend, but let's make it official, shall we? What are the numbers, yo?
This week's 10, last week's 7. Ugly Dolls made another $1.6 million. It's made a little over 17 in 3 weeks.
This week's 9, last week's 6. Palms, not that weird drink from the 90s, made $2 million, $10 million in 2 weeks, undisclosed budget.
This week's 8 was new. The Sun is also a star. Yeah, it made $2.6 million.
This week's 7, last week's 5, Long Shot, making 3.4. It's made 25.7 in 3 weeks.
This week's 6, last week's 4, The Intruder, made another $4 million. It's made 28 in 3 weeks.
This week's 5, last week's 3, The Hustle, $6 million, $23 million in 2 weeks.
This week's 4 was new, A Dog's Journey, made $8 million.
This week's 3, last week's 2, Pokemon, Detective Pikachu, $24.8 million, 94 in 2 weeks on a 150 budget.
This week's 2, last week's 1, Avengers Endgame, made another $29.4 million. It's made astronomical, phenomenal funds, but it was not number one for this week.
And for those of you going, yeah, but it's the number one domestic movie of all time. Well, sure, if you don't count for inflation, in which case, then it's number 23. The number one movie in this country is John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum, a movie so awesome they gave it two different subtitles. It made $57 million. No word on what the budget was, but you know it's going to get every damn bit of it back.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Take a look at the world. From a geeky point of view, you're a freaking trooper over there. Stephen King's fantasy novel Eyes of the Dragon is going to be adapted into a television series by Hulu. This oft-forgotten book tells the story of a scheming magician who plots against a royal family.
Wait, Stephen King wrote Aladdin?
Seth Graham Smith from the Lego Batman movie will be the series showrunner as well as pen the first episode. He said, "The goal for the series is to feel unlike any Stephen King adaptation before. With this rich underlying source material, the only true fantasy book he wrote, as King has got kings and swords and princesses, we will honor the spirit of the book and the legacy."
Well, as long as it's nothing like Maximum Overdrive.
So Game of Thrones fans, this could be your new thing now that, wow, I still cannot believe that happened last
night. Doesn't matter, you still owe me $5.
It's true, I didn't see that one thing. I am quite interested because this story is about, of course, the good King Roland and how his family is affected by the evil wizard Flag, who wants to destroy the kingdom of Delane.
That sounds a bit familiar.
Exactly, and with Hulu having Castle Rock, how long before we realize all of this is connected? The Dark Tower is always with us, and being watched in a snow globe by Tommy Westfall, whose dad does not work at St. Elsewhere, maybe.
Okay. Well, after 11 years and so many stops and starts, Dark Horse Comics, The Goon is finally going to be a movie for real.
I hope Sean William Scott returns.
Not that goon. The one based on the comic, filled with violence, crude humor, and inappropriate imagery.
And you're sure Sean William Scott is not involved?
Well, I didn't say that. After 11 years of trying to get a film going, Disney's 20th Century Fox has begun officially developing it. The film will be co-produced by the Chernin Group, which was responsible for The Planet of the Apes and Oblivion. The Goon was created by Eric Powell and follows the titular character and his adventures with supernatural and science fiction-inspired creatures. There was a CGI movie planned in 2008, and the current film will maintain that format. The storyboards have been completed, and there was a voice cast for that as well as music and sound effects. Now, the Kickstarter says it's going to happen, and you bet your pixies, or the Goon will officially be in a bad mood, and that is a reason for him to wipe his butt with you.
Oh my God, that's cool, but we are getting movies that we've been waiting for even longer.
Buckaroo Banzai versus the World Crime League?
God, I wish. A film version of Rescue Rangers starring Chip and Dale is in the works with Akiva Schaffer.
OMG's going to be all about this.
Attached to direct. You know him and his pals, Andy Samberg and Jonah Taccone, and he's one third, of course, of Lonely Island.
I'm on a boat. Maybe it'll be on a boat.
And, you know, you can enjoy this with the chronic Rules of Narnia. All we know so far is that the flick is being described as a meta and self-referential take on the source material. The script has been written by Dan Greger and Doug Mann. it will apparently be a live-action CG hybrid putting cartoon chipmunks in the real world.
But with CGI worlds better than Sonic.
Goddamn right. No word on when this flick gets released, if it's theatrical, if it's Disney+. Is it going to lead to them getting the entire afternoon block as movies? Because if so, that would send me into a tailspin.
Nice one. Well, and now another project that's been stuck in limbo for far too long.
Still not Buckaroo Banzai, though, is it?
Nope. It. But the long-talked-about musical adaptation of Back to the Future is in the works.
Heavy.
Yeah. A world premiere, February 20th, 2020, at the Manchester Opera House in the UK has been set. It'll remain through May 17th before heading to a not-yet-named theater in London's West End. No U.S. engagements have been announced.
Not even for the Enchantment Under the Sea dance?
Nope. Bob Zemeckis and I have been trying to get this project off the ground for years, but good things take time, and finally the time is right, said Bob Gale, the franchise's co-creator and writer of the musical's book. We're thrilled that we can retell our story on a stage in a brand new way, and we're certain that Back to the Future fans all over the world will share our enthusiasm. In the words of Marty McFly, your kids are going to love it, and so will you and your parents.
Great, Scott. Oh, I mean, great, Scott!
Actor Ollie Dobson will play Marty. Doc Brown is yet to be revealed. And The Power of Love and Johnny B. Goode will be prominently featured, as will Alan Silvestri's movie score, along with new songs written just for the production.
I just hope they're not too darn loud.
There are plans for Back to the Future too, but the hoverboard test went about as well as Spider-Man Into the Dark.
If you can play Sonic on a Nintendo system, then I should have realized that anything is possible in the video game world.
Like that damn level in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Nobody can beat that damn level. Sony and Microsoft are putting aside their rivalry to work together to build future cloud solutions in Microsoft Azure that will support gaming and content streaming.
When their powers combine.
In the deal, Sony will also be able to use Microsoft data centers and AI services for its existing game and streaming platforms, an agreement which could open up the possibility of crossplay in the future. Yes, their games could go both ways. Microsoft, meanwhile, gets a major customer and access to Sony's image sensors. The move is being done to try to capture the cloud gaming market before Google's planned game streaming service, Google Stadia, opens up. So is this going to be called Playbox, the X Station, or will they simply take inspiration from clouds and trying to capture new users? Because yes, they could be Skynet. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works 9 States 3.0 license. Why don't you stop by and check us out on Facebook and Twitter and, you know, the website at geekradiodaily.com. Hey, the Cinema Mistress has a new thing up. What movie is she talking about? What do you think? What came? Go look and find out. It'll be amazing. And why don't you drop us a note and wish the Flintstress's throat well? Because, wow, good job there, yo. Good job.
Thanks,
it's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or since everyone would love to hear it again, the voicemail number is
510-GRD. That's right. Send us a message, won't you? That would be great.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
Welcome to Nerd School. Nerd.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Good night, suckers.
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
Looks like the Hellmouth is officially closed for business.
There's another one in Cleveland.
Not to spoil the moment.
We saved the world.
We changed the world. I can feel them, Buffy. All over. Slayers are awakening everywhere.
I'll have to find them.
We will.
Yes, because the mall was actually in Sunnydale, so there's no hope of going there tomorrow.
We destroyed them all? I fought on the wrong side.
All those shops gone. The Gap, Starbucks, Toys R Us. Who will remember all those landmarks unless we tell the world of them?
We have a lot of work ahead of us.
Can I push him in?
You've got my vote.
I just want to sleep, yo, for like a week.
I guess we all could. We wanted to.
Yeah. The first is Scrunch, so what do you think we should do, Buffy?
Yeah, you're not the one and only chosen anymore. Just gotta live like a person. How's that feel?
Yeah, Buffy. What are we gonna do now?